Financial Aid Information Night is scheduled for February 26th from 5:15 p.m. to 7 o'clock at Cook County Higher Education's North Shore campus in Grand Marais. Joining us now in the studio is Higher Ed's Director of Education, Kirsten Vandenberg, and Amanda Burgraff. And also with us by the phone is Haley Brickner. Haley is the Director of Education for the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Welcome, ladies, and thanks for taking the time today.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Amanda, what is your title?
I am the Academic and Career Guidance Coordinator at Cook County Schools.
Okay. And you work with higher ed then, too, for some things?
Yes, very closely.
Great. Nice to have you here. Kirsten, we often hear the acronym FAFSA thrown around, and a lot of people don't know what that means. What does it mean?
The FAFSA is a free application for federal student aid. It's a process that folks go through to apply for free government monies towards education, and it's a great opportunity for people who may have limited income to go to college.
Okay. Haley, can you help us understand the difference between a grant, a scholarship, and a loan?
A grant and a scholarship are very similar. Those are both different types of what we call gift aid. And gift aid means that it does not have to be paid back. So if you get a grant from the federal government, that money is yours. You don't have to worry about returning it. A loan, on the other hand, it's just like it sounds. It's money that needs to be paid back. Depending on which lender you go through, there's different interest rates, there's different repayment terms, but eventually you do have to pay back a loan.
Okay, are there grants for higher education for individual students or just for like groups?
Yep, there's grants for individual students, and that's what, when you apply for the FAFSA, you're actually applying for both grants and loans.
Okay.
So a grant might come from the government, a grant might come from your school, but there's lots of different ways for individuals to apply for grants.
How far in advance do you need to apply for financial aid?
We're holding the financial information night this month, actually, because now is about the time where students who plan to begin attending school next fall, now is the time that they would want to start the process of completing their FAFSA.
Is there a deadline for that? I mean, do you have to have your FAFSA in by a certain time?
You can complete your FAFSA any time throughout the year. However, different schools have different deadlines as to when you would need to have everything completed. So individuals just need to make sure with their school of what those deadlines might be, although you can complete the FAFSA anytime.
Okay. Amanda, Wednesday's presentation, what can attendees expect?
We're hoping to see people from all over, from who are adults going back to college or high school juniors and seniors, and hopefully parents and guardians to come on out there. We have a lovely lady from Lake Superior College that's coming, Lenita Robinson. And so she'll be traveling up, and she is the director of financial aid at Lake Superior College.
Great. What else can you tell us about Wednesday's presentation, Kirsten?
It's a great opportunity for people to ask questions. I know there's some changes this year to the FAFSA, especially in the area of whose income do you put on the FAFSA in terms of parents and things like that. There's a lot of changes there. And there's also a new IRS data retrieval system that people can ask questions about. And then the other thing that's going to be new this year compared to last year is that if people actually want to work on their FAFSA after the presentation, there will be a couple of us around to help. And so folks can bring their laptops or they can use our computers at higher ed and at least get started on the FAFSA process.
You know, I have been through this FAFSA process before. It takes a while.
Yeah, they've been working on it. I think they've got it down to about 20, 25 minutes now, as long as you have all your paperwork with you.
You have to be organized.
You have to be a little bit organized, yep.
Great. We are speaking with Kirsten Vandenberg, Haley Brickner, and Amanda Burgraff. Kirsten and Haley, is there anything else that you would like to share with us while we've got you here? Or Amanda?
I just want to encourage everybody who is interested in learning more about the FAFSA to come out. Amanda said, there's a real professional coming up from Lake Superior College. She's going to be able to answer a lot of questions for folks, and it's a good opportunity to learn more about how you can get free grant monies and understand the loan process.
Wonderful. Kristen, Amanda, Haley, thank you for joining us. Financial Aid Information Night is scheduled for February 26th from 5:15 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at Cook County Higher Education's North Shore Campus in Grand Marais. More information is available from Higher Ed at 387-3411.